The Secrets of Long Life. A long, healthy life is no accident. It depends on good genes and good habits. Scientists who are interested in investigating what contributes to long life have been focusing on groups living in several regions where longevity is the norm. A. Sardinians. In a group of villages on the island of Sardinia, 91 of the 17,865 people born between 1880 and 1900 lived to their 100th birthday, a rate more than twice as high as the average for Italy. Why do they live so long? Lifestyle is part of the answer. The people work hard on their farms and place great importance on family. Take 75-year-old Sardinian Tonino Tola, for example. It's 11 a.m. and Tonino has already milked 4 cows, chopped wood, and walked 6 kilometers with his sheep. Taking a break, he sits down with his family to eat. Nutrition is a factor in Sardinians' longevity. Their diets are rich in fruits and vegetables, milk and dairy products, fish and some red wine, most of which are produced on their own farms. Their genetic history also helps. Many of them are related to the first Sardinians, who arrived in the area 11,000 years ago. Genetic traits have become stronger over the years and favor longevity. B. Residents of Loma Linda, California. Marge Jetton is speeding down the motorway in her purple car. Marge, who recently turned 101, is late for one of several volunteer commitments she has today. Already this morning, she's eaten breakfast, walked 1.6 kilometers, and lifted weights. Like many other residents of Loma Linda, California, Marge is a member of a religious community that has always supported healthy living. It forbids smoking and drinking alcohol and discourages the consumption of most meat, rich foods and caffeinated drinks, as well as most spices. Instead, they enjoy beans, nuts, whole wheat bread, soy milk, tomatoes and other fruits, as well as 5 glasses of water a day. All of these lower the risk of developing certain diseases. In addition, every Saturday they get together and socialize with each other to relieve stress. A study has revealed that members of this community live 4 to 10 years longer than other Californians. C. Okinawans. Ushi Okushima has just started a new job. Not long ago, she began wearing perfume. Predictable behavior for a young woman, perhaps. But Ushi is 103. With a life expectancy of 78 years for men and 86 years for women, Okinawans are among the world's longest living people. They enjoy years free from illness, have very low rates of cancer and heart disease, and are less likely to develop dementia. Their habit of consuming food grown on the islands and eating in moderation, eat until your stomach is 80% full, may also contribute to their longevity. Furthermore, many belong to a moai, a support network that provides help. Ikigai may be another factor. The word means that which makes one's life worth living, and it is different for everyone. My ikigai is right here, says Ushi, as she nods towards her friends. If they die, I will wonder why I am still alive. D. Icarians. Socrates Xerolas parties hard and stays up past 2 every night. The amazing thing isn't that he does this in a remote mountain village, but that he does it at 103 years old. On the Greek island of Ikaria, more than a third of the residents reach age 90. They suffer less cancer and heart disease, and most surprisingly, none of the dementia that afflicts other cultures. Long-living Ikarians observe about 150 days of religious fasts a year, sleep late, and nap daily. They eat mostly leafy greens, potatoes, and beans. But there is one unique factor that is not seen in other areas where people live for a long time. The key ingredient to living longer is growing right in their gardens. It's a selection of herbs used to make tea, and they all have one thing in common. They lower blood pressure, a major cause of heart disease and dementia.